Hey, so I was talking with a beautiful friend online about the beautiful one, namely Satan, and I cannot find reference where he was called the beautiful one. Not that I've found my Bible to look it up, but I did go to Milton, and I didn't read much of Milton because Milton's hard. I'm trying to read that Paradise Lost, but I haven't gotten very far. So anyway, I'm sitting here looking at Milton, getting a sore head, and then I think, aha, I know, I've got something. It's not Satan himself, but it is along the same lines. The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. It's letters from a senior to a junior devil. So that's what it's about. Okay? And it's to J.R. Tolkien. That was R.R. Okay, here's a couple of little quotes here. The best way to drive out the devil, if he will not yield to tax of scripture, is to jeer and flout him, for he cannot bear scorn. Luther. That's why. The devil, the proud spirit, cannot endure to be mocked. Thomas More. So there you go. Got a devil? Give him shit. Preface. I have no intention of explaining how the correspondence which I now offer to the public fell into my hands. There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe, and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. They themselves are equally pleased by both errors, and hail a materialist or magician with the same delight. The sort of script which is used in this book can be very easily obtained by anyone who has learned the knack, but ill-disposed or excitable people who might make a bad use of it shall not learn it from me. Readers are advised to remember that the devil is a liar. Not everything that Screwtape says should be assumed to be true, even from his own angle. I have made no attempt to identify any of the human beings mentioned in the letters, but I think it very unlikely that the portraits say of Father Spike or the patient's mother are wholly just. There is wishful thinking in hell as well as on earth. In conclusion, I ought to add that no effort has been made to clear up the chronology of the letters. Number 17 appears to have been composed before rationing became serious, but in general the diabolical method of dating seems to be in no relation to terrestrial time, and I have not attempted to reproduce it. The history of the European war, except in so far as it happens now, and then to impinge upon the spiritual condition of one human being, was obviously of no interest to Screwtape. C.S. Lewis. That's Magdalen College, July 5, 1941.